Oh, about 20 years ago, about 47% of the cotton acreage in Mississippi received an infurrow granular treatment at planting. Today, it's very, very close to zero. A lot of reasons for that, and I'll get into them in a little while, but I wanted to see I want to look at four different seeding rates. That's another thing that's been happening in recent years is we've gone down from 5 seed per foot, even 6 seed per foot, down to 2 and 3 seed per foot because of the cost of the new seed and because the new planters are doing a lot better job of planting. So if I had to say, our average is probably between 2 and 3 seed per foot now. So I want to look at 3, 4, 5, and 6 seed per foot. And I wanted to look at a standard seed treatment. I'll show you what that is in a minute. And a standard seed treatment plus Dynasty CST at 3.5 fluid ounces and uniform Dynasty CST is azoxystrobilin and medphenoxam, which is together is a seed treatment. Uniform is azoxystrobilin and medphenoxam or apron together as a spray, in-furrow spray, put on it. Pretty darn two low rates, two rates there. And then I want to compare that to the old TerraClor Super X granular, see what effect they'd have on seedling disease. Standard seed treatment was RTU, Baytan, Thyram, plus Lohr's band for storage, insects, allegiance, colorants, and coatings. That was on all the treatments. I don't, if you use untreated black seed, you can always get a stand and yield difference most all the time in our trials. So I didn't bother to use untreated seed because all of our seed's treated. Experimental design, randomized complete block with factorial arrangements. I had a 4-row planter in 2 rows, divided it into 2 sets of 2 rows each, and all of those 2 rows were harvested for yield data. I tried to increase disease pressure by inoculating the 2 of the 4 rows with oats infested with Rizoc and Pythium, and the other 2 rows with Pythium, with Panicum infested with Rizoc and Pythium. This usually gives you a pretty darn uniform high disease pressure. And it's uniform throughout the field. I evaluated percent seedling survival, 2 and 4 weeks, and yield in pounds of seed cotton. Did this for 3 years. In 2005, I'd categorize this as a high amount of seedling disease. And as you can see if I can get this. As we always see, you'll see these differences. You'll see higher percent seedling survival no matter when you look with the in-furrow treatments. And at least in these trials here, there wasn't a whole heck of, in some cases there was, but wasn't a whole heck of a lot of difference between the standard seed treatment and the Dynasty overlay. See. Now, go to seed cotton yield, and this is all these expensive treatments didn't make a very much difference, no significant difference at all. Standard seed treatment and the Dynasty yielded just as well as a uniform in 2005. Okay, go to the seeding rate. Again, it breaks down even better as far as seedling survival. When you look at the 3, 4, 5, and 6, the 6 seed had a lot better seedling survival. This is percent seedling survival. Why they survive, percent seedling survivors higher at the higher seeding rates, I'm not for sure, but it tends to always be higher. This can work against you, too. If you don't have any seedling disease, you can end up with way too many seeds competing for each other. And then you go over here to yield, no significant differences. That was, as I said, in 2005. Okay. Come over to 2006. This was the real, I call this high to extremely high seedling disease. And again, the standard and the overlay of the standard plus dynasty were usually significantly lower than the in-furrow treatments, and the uniform in some cases being slightly better than the TerraChlor Super X. This year was the only year of the trials when you have severely high disease pressure that we actually got a difference in seed cotton yields between the standard and the hopper box treatments and the in-furrow treatments. And then again, as I said, the uniform outperformed the TerraChlor Super X, probably because our main seedling disease is Rhizoctonia, and as you know, Azoxystrobilurin is very effective against Rhizoctonia. That's 80% of our seedling disease. All right, you go to the seeding rates, same story. They break right out where the high seeding rate had a higher percent seedling survival. And again, same thing. Under these high disease conditions, you can accomplish the same thing by increasing your seeding rate or going to an in-furrow fungicide. As I mentioned earlier, though, that doesn't work when you don't have high seedling disease. 2007 was I would call this low to medium seedling disease. Again, there were some differences in the seedling survival between the different treatments. Even the standard seed treatment was pretty darn high. And this would probably equate to be what you get most of the time when you don't inoculate. Maybe a little bit more than that. No differences at all in seed cotton yield. Then you go back to the seed per foot. Again, they're not breaking out as they were in the other higher disease pressures, but you are getting more seedling survival with your higher seeding rates. And you can end up with too many seed here. Again, no differences in seed cotton yield. You can put an in-furrow fungicide and spend the money, you might get some increased seedling survival. But you probably won't get, most years won't get a differences in a significant yield increase. If you have a severe disease, high seedling disease, or if you have a field that has high seedling disease, then you may want to consider using an in-furrow, but otherwise I don't believe they'd be worth it. So I say there, I see. Again, these higher seeding rates can give you higher seed cotton yields when you have very high disease. Unless disease pressure is extremely high, you're not going to get a significant bump in yield by using an in-furrow or anything above the standard seed treatment, at least in these trials, or increasing your seeding rate. That covers. Anybody got any questions? Yes. In the past, in other tests, the Panicum gave me higher disease pressure, and the oats, you know, was a little bit lower. I was trying to establish two different levels of disease pressure. The other thing with the Panicum is, in a lot of tests, you can put that in the hopper box or in a hopper box, and when plant with it. You know, if you're using a planter and you're not using cone planters, it works real good for that. So you can plant all day with that without a lot of work. But in a lot of tests, the Panicum is hotter because there's more focal points with fungus on it. Sir. I was wondering about that. I don't know, but it's I've seen this in a lot of tests. Higher percentage emergence. In years we do have crusting problems, and that could be part of it. It could help push it through. You got to remember in this test, this is uniform inoculum, so you know we don't have skips. Didn't need to do a skip index and all that. But I don't know what it is for sure, but it shows up all the time. Yeah, I think that's part of it. That's right. And you've got to remember, we have a lot better planters, a lot better seed treatments, and a lot better seed than we had, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So, any other questions? All righty.